Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You could be like Jimmy Casino on his first date and says, "You know, you're a lot fatter than your picture." That's a great way to start off a date. So yeah,
you're more than a couple dozen pounds heavier than what your picture says.
And then when she says, "Do you want to hang out?" It's a hard pass.
Hard pass.
Yeah, what's your fighting weight?
He's my hero, man. He's my hero. I love him so much. Hard pass. How about no, thank you. I love the word hard pass, you know. That's just putting a...
Yeah, because that's a guy like saying, we've always said is no, delicate.
You're not just saying no, you're saying hell no. Yeah.
That's a guy who's always been concerned with people's feelings around him.
Yeah, eat your sob and we'll go. That's what you say. Right. I only had one blind date in my life. It actually worked out pretty well. We didn't end up not together, but... it was a blind date. Yeah. I mean, I showed up at her house and a friend of ours hooked us up years ago. Todd remembers that story.
I don't want
to give details, but, but it was, drove to Lincoln. I was single. She was single. We went out a couple times, you know, didn't last, but it wasn't like we just broke up. We just kind of moved on, but, we had a good time. I can't remember the questions though. I think it was just generic stuff basically and had fun talking. We actually had about two dates. Yeah.
Should I turn up the fog hat?
Do you like Lonesome Dave? Yeah. Well, I had a fog hat t-shirt on. What are you thinking, Nick? Duh. That's what you show up at a first date. Fog hat
you
t-shirt.
Iron it?
Yeah. Well, back then, I probably did. Yeah, it's been a while.
I found out later on that my wife was way more, like, she was more intentional with the first date. Like,
yeah, your wife's pretty introspective. I'm sure she probably was grilling you, man.
Yeah, she had a lot more going on in her head about the first date than I did.
How about she had a lot more going on?
But in general, that's true.
Here's the problem with the people in our position.
Yeah.
Lots of other people around them.
Preconceived notion, right.
Have preconceived notions. They have,
oh, my God.
They have maybe a story. Yeah, I had met Christie's brother long before I met her when I worked in Louisville.
Which is crazy coincidence.
And he was friends with my general manager.
General manager. We didn't hang out with general managers.
I got along with my general manager fine, but
okay.
There was money problems then.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was relayed to, this guy can't manage his money.
Yeah.
Well turns out I can.
Well, through your wife.
If I don't have impediments. If I don't have somebody there spending all of it, I can manage my money a little better.
You're not susceptible to mismanagement?
She had no interest in making this a long-term thing from her friends. You going out with who? Oh, I got stories. And I said, so I charmed her and said, no, I'm actually a good guy if I want to be.
Somebody can make that choice, man, and chooses not to be a good guy.
But like I found out later on from my wife that, you know, she the first time we went out for a meal was for lunch, and she said, "Well, do you like sushi?" And at that point, I had never had sushi. And I said,
you should I like sushi. I've never had it,
but I'm willing to try. And she said that was a checklist. Like,
As opposed to, I hate sushi.
Yeah.
Or like, I'd never eat sushi.
Yeah. I'll give it a try. Sure.
Oh, so she was quizzing you.
Yeah, she kind of was, you know.
Testing you.
And she said, you know, the fact that I said I liked my job was a big thing for her.
I remember her telling us that years ago.
Yeah.
That was something she was looking for, someone who was happy with what they do. I didn't know any of this at the time, and I certainly wasn't thinking far enough to ask her those types of questions.
Did she know? Well, you actually weren't with us then. You were work at the station, but you were actually just jocking then.
I was doing nights at that time.
Okay, you weren't part of the team yet.
Yeah, no.
At what point do you reveal that you have both sets of genitalia? Yeah.
Well, I mean, when it gets there. You know, when the pants come off.
Did she go, was that you in the parking lot when they're dripping wax in your nipples? Oh, I heard about you. Yeah.
She was not a listener.
That's my favorite part about my job.
She was not a listener, shockingly enough.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What was it? Did you ask her any questions back?
I mean, I'm probably.
Not like that, but not introspective ones like that. You're right. I probably
returned the same question that she gave me, but she had intention to her questions, you know? She was digging deep on me, and I was just oblivious.
Not thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
I don't recall any specific questions in our first few conversations, other than that one I mentioned.
what would have happened if she would have asked you to go for fried chicken?
I mean, I probably would have.
But you have a reason to dislike that. You've tried that.
Yeah.
And then after that, go rope climbing, you know, or something like that.
Right? Yeah.
Do you like broasted chicken?
I probably would have lied at that point and later on said, you know, I really hate this crap.
Yeah. We're going to eat your broasted chicken, and then we're going to go rope climbing. Yeah.
I mean, come on. We all lie about chicken, the little things.
You fall off the rope again. Yeah, we do. But you're right. I know what you're talking about, Puss. Somebody can easy, especially some dudes, you know, I don't like that. Sucks.
Yeah, she said it was just
I don't like meat.
It was just a sign of an open mind.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I'm open to new experiences, and she said that was
a
good thing.
You're like getting pegged. My third question then, after the sushi one.
That was third date.
So my wife and I never really had like a dating courtship because we'd known each other for years before we started hanging out.
That's a key. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, so you didn't have to go through that line of questioning.
No.
And
she knew
still
you liked fries, you know, because you worked you worked by the fries and the Runza, right? So she knew you both enjoyed Runza, right?
We both smelled the same.
Yeah. Like grease.
Yeah.
But you had more of an acidy smell on you. Although.
Yeah, it was mainly in the mouth.
That only lasted a couple of days, right?
I was very brief.
Okay. I thought your dealing out of the window was like a career move.
No, it was like one. I had like one vial. So he would take, you know, those little. They almost look like eye drop things. They would have like liquid warhead candy in.
Yeah.
So we'd rinse those out, and then they would put liquid acid in it. So then that's what you would just drip. And I think I was just putting too much acid on
the sweet
tarts to make it profitable.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What we don't bring up enough about this story is your mother-in-law was your boss at that particular restaurant. And when she found out she was hanging out with you, she cried.
She did.
She said, oh, my God, not him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody knew you were selling acid out of the window, did they?
No. My friend that gave me the acid did.
Yeah.
That was about it. Yeah, that wasn't something I announced at work. Like, everybody turn around. I'm putting a little... You know, sweet tarts wrapped in foil in this bag with this cheeseburger.
And did you know who you were going to sell it to?
Yeah.
Or did they have a code word to say to you?
Because they would page me.
Hey, Nick, where's the acid? Yeah. Was a code word. Their high school dumbasses.
They would page me with, like, their phone number and then, you know, like, four. So then I would know that they wanted, like, four sweet tarts with acid on
them. Okay.
Man.
How'd you know what they were driving?
I knew them. Like, when they would be like, hey, could I get a cheeseburger? I'd be like, oh, that's this guy.
That's four.
Who wants the acid?
You almost said a real first name there.
This was such.
I can see you check up.
Even for a young guy, this is really stupid that you were doing that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's just really stupid.
I did stuff that I could, you know.
We've all done stupid stuff. I get it.
Leaving prison right now.
Yeah, selling drugs. Right. Yeah, selling drugs at that point in people's lives.
Those three
exactly.
big words of intent to distribute.
Yeah. All to make, what, $14? You probably made hardly any money, did you?
I don't even know if I did make money. It wasn't something I wanted to continue to do.
You still keep in touch with the supplier?
No. I have. I try. He was like one of my core group of friends, but he. He was the dude. It's kind of creepy because he was the guy who, when anybody would bring a girl around, his house was like the house we could all hang out with, hang out at. So anytime anybody would bring a girl, this is one of the tests my wife had to pass. This, he'd be like, ask if they wanted a back rub, in his room. And my wife was like, no. I'm like, all right, she's cool.
So he sleeps with all your girlfriends, basically?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know if it was a self-esteem thing or there was nowhere else to hang out or what. But now... it's not a good coincidence. He's a gynecologist.
Hold it. So he went from all that to getting an education, and he's a doctor.
Yeah.
Is he a
gynecologist specifically?
Gynecologist, yeah.
Don't say his name.
And I think that he was kind of disappointed because I think he's like, oh, cool, I'll be around vaginas all day, but I don't think he realized that not everybody's showing up to the gynecologist because things are going well.
We've mentioned that. Go to a gynecologist's office with your wife or something like that. Look around the waiting room. It's a horror show that what those guys got to look at. You know, for every 18-year-old girl walking in there, a 22-year-old girl, there's some folds coming through
sure
door.
It's just another day at the office after a short period of time.
I don't know, man. I think you... I think you see some, you go, okay, at least this won't be that bad, at least, you know.
He just knows, the technical term for flappy wall.
I would think you get...
He's a gynecologist. I love that,
awfully
man.
Jaded in a hurry.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get in that job for that reason, but still.
But in hindsight, you could probably see it it all makes sense now. He ended up becoming a gynecologist.
Yeah. He's one of those dudes that we spent so much time together. Last time I saw him, it had been a while, but, it's like dudes get it. It'd be like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Wouldn't be like, what have you been doing for 12 years?
He holds his fingers up to your nose. I've been doing this, man. Yeah.
I hope he wears gloves.
Yeah, they wear gloves.
Me too.
But you left the gloves on so you could sniff them, you know.
Gross.
You brought it up, man.
Yeah.
I saw that. It was a picture of, it shows, I think it was Bert and Ernie, a meme out there. And Bert's got his fingers in Ernie's face. And it says, Kelsey after his date with, whatever, to...
Taylor?
Yeah.
Exactly. Have you seen the also a great meme? It's called she's listed as after spending 1 week in Missouri, she's Trailer Swift.
No.
And she's pregnant, and he's like sitting there in a mobile home. Man, that's a pretty funny one actually. But
there's one more question on this. Thing.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear it. Yeah.
Do you have any unusual or quirky habits?
I could see that one. That one's a little less invasive.
Yeah, but you got to be careful what your quirky habit is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, don't
I eat my boogers, man.
You got to come up with an acceptable answer, not a real answer.
I like to scratch my butt real hard and smell it. What are you going to say, man?
Is that quirky?
That is your answer, isn't it, Tyler?
No, that wouldn't be quirky.
I like to eat sandwiches off my chest.
Yeah, that's something funny. But even then, they might be. That's kind of a warning sign.
I like to put on a bonnet and masturbate in public parks. Is that quirky?
Is that quirky enough for you? I'm afraid of the word quirky because we think stuff's kind of quirky, and they might think it's just out and out weird.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's one of those where you got to go down the list like three or four answers and go no. Oh, okay, that one might be okay. I'll use that one.
Yeah.
You're not going to give them the first answer.
I have no answer
for
any of these questions. I'm, it's like you said, Todd. It's not natural conversation.
No, it feels like homework.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're giving me an assignment, and I got to come back with an essay.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And by the way, if you're asking those questions, ladies or men, for that matter, be prepared to have your own answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think you're just going to return those questions because you're not deep enough to figure out something on that level to throw back at them.
Right.
No, I mean, none of us
would throw you off.
None of us are.
And I think what I liked about the date with Christy, because I will notice this when I'm hanging at the airport bar or whatever, I turn into an interviewer. I'm asking all the questions.
Right.
And I think Christy and I, in our case, we actually had a conversation. She asked questions back, and I would ask questions, and I don't remember. You can't get pregnant, right?
That was your third question.
The specifics.
And you can't get pregnant, right?
Of anything, but I remember it being a good back and forth.
Yeah. Do you like gin?
As soon as she said yes, did you like call and make the vasectomy appointment?
Oh, no, that's a whole other story. That's a whole different story.
Okay.
I like to put a bonnet on and masturbate in the park. I love that
one. Yeah, maybe you're right about me.
It's kind of quirky.
Is that quirky?
That's kind of quirky.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.